Oh, it'd be about pretty good size, call them shelves and all that.
What's that, how high about?
Oh, about that high, I guess.
Three?
Yeah, I'd page them up until they were 3 feet. No, not that high.
What, about 3 feet or 3.5 feet?
Oh, no, we didn't call them big. We call them hogs when they got that big.
I see.
The shelves whenever they got about like that.
About 2 feet or a foot and a half?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
And it's pigs up until then.
What about a gill? What was a gill?
Yeah, well, that was just little more than a shelt.
Or
it got to be sows. Call them sows when they got grown. Gills when they was young.
Now, pigs used to have hogs used to have those stiff what on their back? A stiff?
Bristle.
Bristle?
Bristle.
Alright. What do you call a big
tusk?
Tusk that had that sticking out?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a wild?
We didn't have no wild hogs, but there was some wild hogs in big swamps.
What'd you call it, mountain rooters or something like that?
No, we just called them wild hogs.
Okay. Now, you used to feed the you get three or four, you throw the slop in three or four.
Yeah, slop the hogs.
You feed them in what? In
a trough.
In a trough?
Trough.
Now, if you had three or four of these, you'd call them?
Troughs.
All right.
They're troughs.
Okay. What about the noise of a calf when it's being weaned, you used to say?
I just weaned the calves.
Yeah, the calves.
Weaned them, slop them and sucking.
The calf would make a noise. You say, listen to that calf.
Blate
out there?
Yeah. Calves would low. Calves would blate.
Calves would low. There we go.
Yeah. Hum. That's when they're hum. Hum to the calf. They say,
What about a gentle noise a horse would make during feeding time? Horse would.
You mean that?
A gentle noise it would make, say, during feeding time.
Oh, well, you mean when they neigh? That's when they neigh.
They neigh? That's
yeah.
What you call that? Okay.
Some call it whinny.
Whinny? Okay. Now, if you got a bunch of that stuff, you say you gotta go out and feed the what?
Stock.
Feed the stock. Did you call at a certain time in the evening? You say, I got this call.
Do the chores.
Got to go out and do the
chores.
Okay. It's what? It's what time is it?
Late in the evening and early in the morning, I had the chores to do. Feed the stock and milk and tend to the stock.
Did you have to do that, what? If you had to get up before the sun came up,
we lived on a farm. We'd get up daylight, or before daylight.
Sun?
Before daylight.
Before sun?
We didn't wait before sun up.
Yeah.
We didn't wait till sun up to get up. We lived on a farm. We'd get up before daylight.
Yeah.
And if you had the chores done, breakfast over with, clean up after, ready to go to the field.
Yeah. Do you work much after noon, after 12 o'clock?
No, I just go to work 2 or 3 o'clock. I wonder how hot it was. It wasn't hot to go back to work before that, but 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
It wasn't hot. It was hot, but we waited until it kind of cooled down in the evening.
You work from sun up till?
Sundown.
Sundown.
Yeah. Now, I worked in the field, but my husband never did tell me to. But I was always right wherever they was working. My husband, two boys, wherever they was working, I was right there with them.
Uh-huh.
Whatever they was done, I done. And besides, I worked the house and done the housework.
Yeah.